the volume.
Back again with, you know, what's turned into my favorite segment of the week. With my man Stucky, who's, you know, if this was the NFL, he might not be able to play this week. Playing injured, potentially got bronchitis from the wife. Not ideal, but, you know, gamblers got to make their picks. You can hear him every week, Thursday morning, Action Podcast Network. Stucky, are you live?
Yeah, there's no weeks off from, you know, August until March. I mean, if this was May, I could just take 3 days and get under a heated blanket and sleep. But on a Wednesday, Thursday, it's you just got to push through it. So here we are again.
Tom Brady's been playing games with without a voice. So, you know,
we'll make this quick. I'm just like that, right on par with them.
Okay, we had an interesting week last week. Obviously, Cleveland, I think, shocked us all. They got destroyed. New England was, you know, in position to not just cover, but win that game. That was crazy. But the Ravens, that was a good pick. So you're 10-7-1 on the season.
What's funny about that, New England, when we first talked, I told you about my biggest bet ever, which I lost, which was when New England plus four went to overtime against Atlanta, won the coin toss, and I had Atlanta. Well, this time I have New England plus four, and they win the coin toss, but still find a way to lose by a touchdown. So that one was, that was cruel.
I know everyone's blowing Mac Jones. I'm not a Mac Jones hater, but I mean, he clearly not on the same page with his wide receiver on like third and three, airmails him. I don't know what's going on there. It's not like if Brady's in the game, I would imagine that might turn out a little different.
Yeah, you bet.
Okay, let's start with Philly headed to Vegas. I like Philly in this game plus the points. I don't know if they win outright, but I think they have a huge advantage in the trenches. I mean, their D-line against that Raiders offensive line, which is more than questionable. How about you?
Yeah, I think that's the side here. I took some plus three, some plus 3.5. And just to preface all this, it's like this is probably, I think this will end up going down as the ugliest NFL card of the entire year. You know, you have a bunch of buys.
It's pretty bad.
You have, a minus 16, a minus 17, a minus 13. But I think this is one of my favorite underdogs on the card. With the Eagles, you nailed it, match up in the trenches. How do you beat Derek Carr? You get pressure on him without blitzing. And that's exactly what Philly does. They don't blitz. They blitz, I think, around 13-14% of the time. And their defensive line, especially up the middle, against that really weak interior, they can collapse this pocket, get pressure on Carr. And then what they're doing on the back end is they're just preventing explosive plays. They rank in the top three of allowing explosive passes. The Raiders are the number one offense in the NFL in explosive pass plays. So Philly's playing really back. They can get pressure. So I think they match up well on that side of the ball. On the other side of the ball, you know, you get Lane Johnson back at tackle, presumably. Mayata moves to left tackle. That's key because you can then deal with the strength of this Raiders defense, which is their edge rushers. I think that Philly will be able to run it some. Raiders secondary's banged up. I like Philly to get this done. A couple extra days of rest and preparation after playing on Thursday. And this Raiders team, just look at their results. This is your classic team that just plays up and down to their competition. They beat the Ravens. They went to Pitt, beat the Steelers. Then they lose at home to the Bears. They go to overtime at home against the Dolphins. I think the Eagles go out west to get this done.
Okay, football team, which was a pretty sexy preseason pick. I don't know to be like a 12-win team, but to be, 9-10-ish win squad, have been pretty terrible. Headed to Green Bay, who's just in cruise control right now, kicking people's asses and not even trying, it looks like. They're getting 9.5 points. My take would be that's a lot of points. I just struggle right now betting on the football team. I mean, this would probably be a stay away for me, but if I was going to pick it, I'd probably have to go with the Packers. What say you?
Yeah, I took the points here. I took 9.5. I just think that this is, look, coming into the year, I actually was on an island. I hated this Washington team. I bet them under wins and one of my favorite win totals. Because if you look at last year, the quarterbacks that they faced, the offensive lines that they faced, I mean, it was backup after backup. And then you're facing the Dallas offensive line twice that was just killed by injuries. The Philly offensive line that was crushed by injuries. So throughout the year, then you have the Giants offensive line. Their defense was just benefiting from a lot of backups. I think their numbers were inflated. I just wasn't a huge fan of them. But I think that now the market has finally abandoned them and that there's some value in the side. I would have loved to get 10. But the Packers, look, they haven't really been blowing teams out. Like you said, I think they're kind of in cruise control here. They beat the Bears, an emotional win. I own you. They have the Cardinals on Thursday night coming up in a game that could determine who gets the one seed in the NFC when it's all said and done.
That's a good Thursday night game.
Yeah, great Thursday night game. So they have a lot of injuries. You know, Zadarius Smith, Jair Alexander are huge. They're already on IR. Preston Smith, you know, Savage, their center Myers, their rookies who play well. I doubt any of them play. Packers most conservative teams in the NFL when it comes to injuries. And when you consider that, you know, they have the Cardinals on Thursday night in a short week, I doubt any of them play. This is basically Washington's season. I mean, they're 2-4. You see how Dallas is doing. They don't win this game. I think it's over. I think that you get their best effort here. Their secondary has been a mess with miscommunication. Their defensive line is getting close. Like, they're getting pressure. Maybe this is the game they finally get the Rodgers. I just think after the Packers have covered 5 straight, Washington has been a mess. Everyone is done with them. You're finally getting some value at Washington. It's scary. Hold your nose. But I can see the Packers coming out flat here. They also play slow. And then maybe they get behind by 7-10. Rodgers brings it back and they win, you know, by 4-6. I can see that easily playing out. So I think it's a good spot for Washington. Little value in the line that I make 7. So I took the 9.5 here again on just an ugly card.
On just a big picture, like ranking, you know, the top probably 4 or 5 teams in the NFC, neutral sites, if you were placing lines, Green Bay, Tampa, LA, Arizona, and Dallas,
yep.
Would you put Green Bay at the bottom of that list or where would you put them?
Yeah, well, it actually depends on the status of Jair Alexander. And I haven't checked to see if he's out for the year yet. They said that they're waiting to see. But I think he's that important to that team. When you're talking about playing these upper echelon teams of the NFC,
yeah.
Like you're going to go out and play some of these high power passing attacks. He allows you to do so much. So I think, yeah, Green Bay would probably be 4th or 5th on that list without Jair Alexander. You know, he's arguably the most important defensive player to his team in the NFL. But yeah, those are the 5 that I think will be right there when it's all said and done.
Yeah, and if you think about it, all those, you know, those teams, obviously Green Bay does too with Devontae, but they all, you know, Hopkins, AJ Green's playing well, Rondale Moore, CeeDee Lamb, Amari, Mike Evans, and all those guys. Yep. I mean, all these teams now have just loaded passing attacks. You're right. Without him, it's going to be tough for them in the playoffs, huh? Just because their DBs are just going to get smoked.
Yeah, and then it doesn't allow you to be flexible on defense with being aggressive, calling different things. You're too worried about, you know, keeping your safeties back, yeah. And then you're just going to get picked apart. So I think his status is paramount for Green Bay's chances at a Super Bowl.
Okay, Chiefs headed to Nashville. Both these two teams, I mean, Tennessee got an enormous win. Kansas City was going weird against the football team, and then Mahomes turned into Mahomes, and they kind of kicked their ass in the second half. Chiefs -5.5. I'd be torn on this one. It's like, do I ride the momentum of Tennessee? Do I trust Kansas City's defense? But Tennessee is not just, I mean, they're very predicated on a running back hidden play. So if you can just neutralize him a little bit, which clearly everyone tries and they can't. I mean, this guy's like the modern day Jim Brown right now, but I guess I would lean Kansas City -5.5, but this might be a stay away for me.
Who do you like in this game? Card is very ugly, but I did play some Chiefs -5.5 here, which is shocking for me. I haven't bet the Chiefs. I've teased them a couple of times. I haven't bet the Chiefs in a spread, and luckily, because they've rarely covered over the past year. I haven't bet them in 2 years. On just a straight spread. There's just been inflation in the market. I mean, who doesn't, you know, everyone wants to back Mahomes and Andy Reid. But I think that, look, this is number one, Tennessee coming off an emotional win short week, and they got crushed by injuries in that game against Buffalo. Julio Jones, I doubt, plays dealing with a hamstring. They're going to win that division. You can't really, and you've seen
Vrabel. It's basically over now.
Yeah, you've seen, they basically clinched the division. You've seen Vrabel already be careful with him. You know, he's older, he's dealing with a hamstring. You don't want that to linger. So I doubt he plays. Taylor Lewan goes down. His backup is very poor in Kendall Lamb. And then on the defensive side of the ball, I mean, Fulton has been their best corner by far this year. He's on IR. You lose your first-round draft pick for the season to an injury. your corners for this game are Chris Jackson, who's hurt, who isn't even practicing, Breon Borders. Like, you're signing guys to the practice squad to go up against this Kansas City offense. That's a nightmare. And look, this Kansas City offense still leads the league in points per drive, despite leading the league in turnovers per drive. So, once this turnover regression happens, Mahomes just stops throwing the ball up in the air, which we never see from him. I don't even know what this offense is going to look like, especially against this Tennessee defense, which is just crushed. It's not good to start with. And now they have no quarters. And then, the one thing that I've always hated about Kansas City, never one of the late points with them, is their defense. They actually found some things last week schematically. They'll get some guys back this week. Like last week, they held Washington to 70 yards in the second half. They finally took Sorensen out and played Thornhill every snap. I don't know what took them so long. They were finally playing Willie Gay in there at linebacker for Neiman. They'll get Chris Jones back this week at D-tackle. They were trying to play him at D-end, which was just a nightmare. Charvarius Ward should come back as well. Still not a good defense, but it can play as like the 21st, 22nd ranked defense, which is all they need. Few weeks of the season, it was the worst defense in the NFL by far, and you couldn't lay points with them. So I think, Tennessee had a short week here. Kansas City has advantages, massive advantages on the offensive side of the ball. I think they can get enough stops. Henry will probably run wild against this defense, but without Julio Jones, without Taylor Lewan, I like the Chiefs to get this done by at least a touchdown in what should be an extremely high-scoring game.
Yeah, taking Sorensen out might just remove at minimum a touchdown a game.
Yeah,
because absolutely. God, he was just getting burnt
every game. He would be lost. Someone's 20 yards downfield behind him.
Quick bonus pick, big Sunday night game. I mean, the Niners, who were a preseason playoff level team, season's a little bit on the ropes. The Colts, it already feels kind of over, but like if they lose this game, it really is over. I think it's, depending where you look, 4.5. Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be the starter. Carson Wentz has actually put probably his best two games back to back in over a year. Now, granted, one of those opponents was the Titans, but the Ravens, he was really good in that game. What are your thoughts on the Sunday night matchup?
Yeah, I think, the Colts could have a healthier offensive line, which has been an issue. That's what I've been impressed with what Wentz has done with a banged up offensive line. But I think you're getting San Fran pretty cheap here. 3.5, 4. They really went into Arizona and outplayed them. They should have won that game if not for a couple fourth downs. And, Jimmy G should start this week. The Colts have a good run defense, but I think that Shanahan will have a good game plan here. They can attack this Colts secondary underneath. They're as healthy as they've been on the offensive side of the ball. You get a guy like Kiwan Williams back in the slot on defense. He does so many things for that defense, whether it's on the blitz or covering the slot. So, San Fran needed that bye, I think. I think that they're live here. And look, it's just not a great spot for Indianapolis. This is their fourth road game in 5 weeks. They went to Miami, then Baltimore, then, back home now to San Fran. And then, the 49ers are coming off of a bye. So I think this is a get right spot. This is a team that many, including myself, was a legit NFC contender coming into the year. Same. They've stumbled out of the gates, injuries. I don't know who the 49ers strength and conditioning coaches, but their injuries every year lately have been, I don't know if it's bad luck or worse, but so I think that you're able to buy them low here. So I think that the side here is the 49ers.
Okay, Stucky, go take some drugs, feel better, and enjoy the weekend. Hopefully you'll get better quick.
Good luck, everyone.
Volume.